What's going on? This your boy DJ Anonymous, Sports and Biz, Music, the podcast, episode 2. I know it's been about almost 2 months from the last one, the first episode, but hey, I got my boys Hayes, DJ Escar, and my, you know, y'all already know my beautiful fiance, Sideri.
Yeah.
My podcast, Cuddle Talk. But yeah, this episode we actually been trying to do for
a little hot minute, kid.
Yeah,
you know, niggas been wrapped up, kid. That's it's 50-50 my fault, too, you know what I mean?
Nah, so, I mean, yeah, like, we had things to do, you know, we had the holidays and stuff like that, so, yeah, man, I'm in the building with Hayes. How long has it been, like, 3 years?
It's been, like, since we've known each other, since we've been recording? Yeah, like, about, kid. That's funny as hell, right?
About three years, man. Kid. So, I mean, I know I can say about 70% about you, you know what I'm saying? So, but tell the people, like, who you are. Like, what's the history?
Basically, man, my artist name is Mark Colin Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S. I had to switch it up over some legal problems and shit. I wanted to get everything straight, get everything legit for the TDT Entertainment, man, with my nigga X-Scar. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We just been working, yo. We about to drop this new album, Running Rebel. Mm-hmm. Been working on for about 2 years, almost three. But, you know, we dropped that Slave to Our Dreams EP. We just dropped 2 songs today, Party and Bullshit, produced by Enterprise. We just dropped another song, Profits, produced by I Live Hip Hop. Niggas is, that's that flex, man. Shout out to that, man. But, you know, we just been rocking, man, and, you know, just been trying to drop shit here and there, get a face out there in Dade County shit, you feel me?
Yeah, man. I'm still waiting for our project.
Yo, real spit.
I've been waiting for that since 2015.
Yo, real shit. I've been, like, all over the place when it comes to the music shit, dog. Like, I literally been dropping this, I've been fucking recording this album for, like, 3 years almost, dog. Like, real hard work. I'm just finishing up now. Shit, we in the rec center recording studio, Studio B. Shout out to that nigga DB, you know what I mean? He gave us a space for a little bit.
Shout out to Rec, what is it, Rec Room?
Rec Center recording rooms, yeah.
Hopefully Rec Center could give me some type of, well, I could say us, because even Coda Talk, you know, we could use this space, you know, one day.
Yeah, of course. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing, man. You know, I just talk to him or whatever, and we get the shit rocking.
Yeah, man. So, like, the first question I always wanted to ask you, I think I asked you this before, like, a while ago. What made you want to get into music?
Basically, I always been around the music, you know what I mean? I'm originally from the Heights in Manhattan, Uptown and shit. I rep Dade County all day, though. I've been out here for, like, 15 years, you know what I mean?
She's from the Heights, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to New York, man. Shout out to y'all, but,
yeah, kid, you know what I mean? That's basically where it started at. Me and my cousins, you know, everybody was, you know, doing their shit at D-Boys out there. And it was basically just to pass the time, kid, and just to keep things rocking and, you know, just try to stay out of trouble and shit like that. So, you know, when we started the TGT movement, it was originally a gang out there, you know, my cousin and shit, my block out there. And I, you know, when I came into Miami, I said, fuck it, you know, we got to get something that's original, something that's ours. So, you know, that's when it rocked, 2013.
So this whole time, TGT was a gang. I did not know that.
Yeah, G-shit. It was, we had our own colors and shit. I had our own handshakes because, you know what I mean? I rocked the five regardless. I'm a Latin king from New York. You know what I mean? So we was running it under that. Mm-hmm. And after a while, I just started. I'm like, yo, this shit, I ain't really into the gang shit no more.
Mm-hmm.
So when I came down, I said, let's make it into some music shit. You know what I mean? And it took off from there, kid.
Man, that's what's up, man. Yeah, I did not know that.
Yeah, TGT. TGT, Two Guns Tuck, yo. It's just crazy. People ask me all the time. They be like, they be rocking the hats and they be rocking the shirts. And niggas be like, yo, but what TGT stand for? And now they see the logo, they see the Two Guns Tuck. And they're okay. Shit, we actually got a performance going on later on for my nigga Chachi's birthday, man. This shit gonna be lit. It's at Billy's Pub. It's like home base for North Miami. I've basically been in North Miami for like close to 10 years now.
10 years.
Type shit.
So how long you been up in New York?
In New York, I haven't lived in New York since like early 2000 type shit. Yeah, like I've been back and forth always because my old girl, she love Miami. She hate the cold weather.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So yeah,
that's why I be telling my fiance. Mm-hmm. I tell her that, you know, the Cubans, they come straight here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of the Dominicans, they'll stay, but most of them will go to New York, and they'll realize, you know what, this shit too damn cold, so let me come down.
And they come right back. Yeah, that's basically what it is. And my old girl, she hates the cold weather, but she loves New York. Like, my whole family's from over there. I'm Cuban Dominican, You know what I mean? My people came from, like, the airplane from Havana, yeah. and they came over to New York, and my grandmother's been living in the same building for, like, 50-something years. Like, she's like apartment number one, yeah, yeah. you know what I mean?
So your mom is Cuban?
Yeah, my mom is Cuban, and my dad, yeah, that fuck nigga. Yeah, my dad is Dominican and shit, you know what I mean? I don't really know my old boy like that. I see him here and there, but I'm yeah. cool with my brothers on that side. You know, shout out to Bubba, man. Bubba mm-hmm. know what this is.
So, as an artist from Miami, like, do you, like, you was born in New York, mm-hmm. and you lived there for some time, but mm-hmm. you live mostly, you know, in Miami, like, pretty much most of your life.
Yeah, basically.
What's the difference between Miami and New York music scene as far as the unity? Because, you know, I don't know if you heard of Everyday Struggle. With Joe Budden and them, well, he not on the show.
Oh, anymore. Yeah. I used to hear about it. They used to clown him about that shit. Yeah, and I think he was just speaking facts. So
he was. But he was, it was a time in music where, you know, mm-hmm. New York artists didn't want each other to, like, blow up and stuff
you know
like
what,
that.
You know what it
and
was? It's just because, Miami. Like, I think that, like, since the 90s, like, New York has so much clout when it came to music. You know, that is the birthplace of hip-hop, yeah. you know what I mean, in the Bronx and shit.
Yeah.
So I think that after the 90s fell out, you know what I mean, and early 2000s came up, a lot of people was looking for music in other places like Atlanta and Houston and Cali and shit like that. So I just think they fell off because everybody's that cutthroat type of shit now, you know what I mean? Everybody's trying to get to that top level where New York used to be.
Yeah.
But, you know what I mean? It's not like that anymore. It's the same thing like how Miami is now. Now Miami's getting clout, you know, Iceberg, Kiddo Mob, you know what I mean? There's a couple of niggas that I actually listen to, like, on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. But it's just different how it was in the 90s. They had so much power over the hip-hop industry and shit. So now that, you know, the South kind of got it, and they've had it for about 10, 12 years now. Yeah. I feel like they're not as unified anymore.
Yeah,
it's just because of that, dog. It's just because they're fighting for records and they're fighting for music to throw in the strip club and shit like that. You know what I mean? Because that's basically what it is right now. Strippers is the A&Rs, kid.
Yeah. because the reason why I asked you that is because, you know, even, you know, DJ Escar, you know, me and him both DJs and. Mm-hmm. You know, we get more of the behind the scenes, you know, from different artists, especially from down here in Miami. And it's not really, you know, unity down here. You know, we from it's the South and things like that. But I feel like it's politics.
It's a lot of politics right now in Miami because I feel like since Khaled done been down here, because Khaled was usually, you know, he was originally from New York with Terror Squad and shit. When he was skinny and all that, you know what I mean? And he came down and he kind of made his own sound, his own movement. And I feel like right now, if you ain't fucking with Ross or Khaled, nigga, you're not getting on in Miami. But in the sense how Berg did it, you know, he did it with Trick and then he kind of fell back and did Live House.
Yeah.
I think that's the perfect place. The perfect time, and it was the perfect place to do it because there wasn't so many independent labels.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's a couple right now, like, but to me, people got mad respect for Live House. Mm-hmm. You feel me? But it's different, yo. It's just different. The same thing how it is in Houston when they had it in the 90s and shit with Jay Prince and all that. And the same thing like Cali and, you know, Death Row.
Yeah.
You feel me? But I think Miami's on the rise now because a lot of artists are coming down to Miami and trying to get that swag up. They go to Atlanta, they're like, okay, Atlanta's dope. You know what I mean? Atlanta been running shit here and there, but Miami right now is on the rise. Like crazy.
But you think it's like, because honestly, I could say about 2-3 years ago, I blame the radio. Now the radio is playing a little bit more Miami
music.
Miami. You know, when you go to Atlanta, when you go to New Orleans, Memphis, when you go to these other cities, you know, they play their artist music. Now you're starting to slowly see that from Miami because a few years ago they complained about that.
You know what it is? It's just like when Drake came down and he did the what's that song that he did with Khaled? Damn, I forgot what the song
was. The sounded like it was
down. it was jug music.
It was a lot.
And like people are asleep as fuck. Like
Like
I've studied jug music so much since the late 90s and shit, you know what I mean? And it's becoming like a fashion trend now. Everybody kind of want to soak up game on the jug music because jug music is not from anywhere. And you can tell, like, just how the high tempo is and everything. That's, like, straight Zoe. That's, like, straight Hispanic Latin shit. That's from, like, the islands. That's Caribbean shit.
Yeah. Like, when that came out, I know what song you're talking about. When that song came out, everybody was saying the same thing. Like, it should have been a Miami artist because that because is Miami it's that vibe.
But you know what it is? It's just, again, like, Anonymous, then, it's politics.
That's what I was going to say. But then again, it still gave that exposure.
Yeah.
That we all know Chuck music. I went to FAM, so I heard it all the time when I was in college. And, like, you, if you go to school in Florida, like, you hear it, like, through from middle school all the way till you go to college. And, like, no one outside of Florida has heard Jig music. And I think that it was a good and bad thing. Yeah. Like, you were saying, it was a good thing because it put us on the map. But then it was a bad thing because it was like, bro, you could have put somebody who was from Miami. Miami.
Yeah, that's what everybody was saying. But at the end of the day, I really think it was politics. It was about the money because I think they would have put somebody from Miami. It would have gave us more of that clout. But at the end of the day, they put Drake on and they have that million and something streams for a reason. They, you know, they bought the money. They trying to make hits. They call a nigga, what they call him, Billboard Billy, whatever called. for a reason, you feel me? Because he's trying to go straight at niggas next. No matter what sound he's doing, it's going to go gold. It's going to go platinum. Look how the Wild Things was. Yeah. And I think it was Party Next Door that wrote that shit, you know what I mean? For Rihanna and for Tilla. But that Wild, That's a Miami sound. Yeah. DJ Khaled is a Miami. He's basically a Miami nigga now.
You know, and that's the thing. Like, you know, like ASAP, the Mob, like they prime example. You know, they from up north. But when I listen to Ferg, when I listen to all them boys, like they play that Houston sound. They play that Miami sound, and they bring that their homage.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't do that, especially to our sound. Like
of course.
They'll pay homage to. You know, they like a New York or Houston, Cali sound and stuff like that, but not really to Miami. I don't know why. I just feel like.
Do you think that the reason they don't pay homage is because of the fact that it's still up and coming, whereas the sound from New York and Cali and Houston has been around a little bit longer? Because before you knew of Outkast and all of the Southern rappers, you knew UGK.
You're right.
All the rappers that it came from Houston. And it all came in around the same time. Like, you had New York. New York was, like, set. Then you had Cali. Cali was set. Houston was, like, next. Houston didn't have, like, that big decade that LA and New York had.
Well, they kind of did in a sense. It was like around the J Prince era. It was around, I think, like, I could be wrong, maybe 96, 97. That was when UGK was bumping. They had like a lot of niggas out there like doing it. You feel me? But in the sense, I feel like Luke, people think of Miami music. They think of Luke music.
Yeah, but Luke had that sound though, like in the late '80s, early '90s. Like, but Miami at that time. That time was known for like booty music.
Yeah.
But people don't realize that all that Miami bass sound, if it wasn't for that, it wouldn't be no crunk music. Like, crunk music came from that.
It's all branches.
And you gotta understand, Luke actually fought for us to even speak all type of way in the music.
Explicit concept.
That's another thing, because a lot of people would say, like, oh, you know, shout out, you know, NWA, legendary group.
Right.
But Uncle Lou, the Two Live Crew, they was the first ones to have, like, they went to court to be like, damn, like, okay, you have to put this on the album because the lyrics were so extreme and stuff like that.
Basically how like, I feel just, Miami music is on the rise now, but it's always been, because at the end of the day, music is music. People gonna do what they want. They're gonna make it sound how they sound, but... Yeah, if it wasn't for Luke and them, man, them niggas, a lot of niggas would not be doing it right now. Yeah. It's just, but you know, it kind of converted to struggle spitters now, because that's what it is. You know, we rapping about what we see, what's around us, we products of our environment, basically. And that's how I feel about how music is now in Miami. Now people come to Miami, they're like, it's weird, like now, like how Meek Mill was coming down here and shit like that, and his sound was kind of Miami-fied, you feel me? Like, in a way. Because a lot of my niggas, that when we listen to Ross here and there, he don't sound like he's from Miami no more. But the thing is that he has his own sound.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now people in Miami trying to sound like him, and it made it that Miami feel, you feel me? So, it's weird, strange, dope music that's out right now.
And, like, you know, I can say this, like, especially in our generation, but you gotta really think about it. Our generation, you know, we 90 babies, so when music was the core, you had all regions was... You had the East Coast, West Coast, the Midwest and the South was always played on the radio. So now you starting to hear slowly a lot of Southern rappers sound like they from up north, and up north sound like they from down south.
It's because it's just like exactly how the races are right now. I think in like 500 years, there's not gonna be a lot of races. You know, everybody's populating with each other. Mm-hmm. You see black babies with Chinese. You see Italian with Creole. You feel me? It doesn't really matter. Yeah. But in the sense, 500 years, man. 500 years, that's how music's going to be. It's going to be all kind of one. Mixture. Yeah, a mixture. Like how it is now, but just more evolved, because music at the end of the day, mm-hmm. it evolves every 5 years. That's how I always say.
Yeah.
You feel me? And what I'll be thinking and shit, especially when I tell, you know, when I think of myself or I tell my niggas and I tell X-Car, I'll be like, yo, mm-hmm. we got to evolve when music is out. Let's keep our own sound. Mm-hmm. But when we put it out, because my point is that everybody's a trendsetter in Miami right now. I'm telling you, it's hot right now in Miami. So,
I'm trying to be the next trendsetter.
You know what I mean?
But you never know.
That's really how shit popping. That's how it was for TGT. Honestly, yo, it's crazy right now, dog. Like 4 years later, like a nigga came from nothing, doing this shit from bullshit. You feel like X God, just like Pharrell, just like all my people, and to where it is now that we're getting paid for shows, we doing gigs and shit like that. We getting that clout here and there. Like, a lot of people be telling me, yo, why you don't fuck with a lot of Miami artists? And I'm like, in a sense, I want to get to a level where a nigga want to be like, yo, look, this record is hot. Let's jump on this work. Mm-hmm. Feel me type shit. There's a couple Miami cats that I actually do fuck with and I'm making music with right now. But there's bigger names right now. Like, in Miami, it's just like Berg, Dredd, Kid Omar, you feel me? Kid Adams, you know what I mean? It's a couple people. Kid Adams is someone.
Me and Escar know him a lot. He came to a open mic back at FIU, and I heard some of his music and stuff.
Yeah, he be spinning.
And it's a lot of artists. You got Shamari seeing us. You got a lot of artists from down here. They call them the backpack rappers because they don't really talk. They're not booty shaking artists, or they not like the other artists.
They still putting out feel good music, but still spitters.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, to my boy Escar,
what's going
on? As a DJ,
that phone, she got me lit.
do you think that DJs get a lot of respect? You know, nowadays.
Nah, DJs don't really get a lot of respect. I mean, you're looking at, for one, you got to think about the time. You got to think about, you know what I'm saying? Because time is really important.
Yeah.
Especially in 2018, bro. You got time is important. Either you put it with family, music, whatever it is, you feel me? You got to do what you got to do. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, to answer your question, we really don't as much, bro. Like, you got to look at it from a different standpoint of you as the client. And you as the person back there, you driving there just to actually, you know what I'm saying, unload your shit.
Yeah.
Pack up your shit, you know, set up the whole shit, especially if it's some shit where, like, it's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You got to come hard.
Yeah.
From a small crowd, you come with that, you know, small crowd sound. Big crowd, you had to come big.
Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying, some people do. It depends on the name, too, because a lot, you know what I'm saying, really getting paid what they stand for because they built the name.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, the brand behind it, so it is what it is. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's just, in general, I really think that we don't, but some are lucky to actually, you know what I'm saying, make it happen and get them.
Yeah, to get
it. It takes time.
Yeah, because I remember I took like a year hiatus, you know, as a DJ, people more in the background, DJ producer, marketing or whatever.
Right.
Once you take that break, I learned that you lose a lot of, what do you call it? Progress, because before I took the year off, I knew I was like, all these people was hitting me up and stuff like that. I took a break. But I do realize that the people that you really want to work with still be there. One of the artists where you been at? I remember
I was like, you know, I didn't think you, I just probably thought you was doing your own thing, you know, you're doing your own path. Everybody's in their own path. I get ghosts on a lot of my niggas sometimes, you know what I mean, just in a sense when I gotta get my mind right. You know, get clear minded, take that year off, but it ain't been like that for me right now. I just been dropping hella music, kid. But now I feel you, though. But you back now, nigga. Fuck the bullshit.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean?
With the podcast, with the mixtape.
Lit gang.
Yeah, man. But
just been pushing.
As far as, like, the, like working with, like, local talent and stuff like that, like, I have some artists that's from, like, like outside, like out of town and stuff. Like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Like one of them is Valona Denise.
Yeah. I be seeing that.
She from Jersey. Like she's like in that realm with Erykah Badu, Lauryn Hill type, like category and
that's
stuff.
Lit. That's
and,
lit.
Like, it's crazy, you know, as a DJ, especially like locally. Like damn, like I'm getting more love from people from out of town.
Yeah.
Damn, from home. Nah, I'm not speaking for everybody because
I have
artists like you. I have a few artists from down here, from Dave Broward, and they we connect him and stuff like that.
Yeah,
because sometimes I feel like to build that
relationship,
build that relationship in music. It takes time, but you gotta also go outside of that. You gotta be like, you know, how's the family doing? Facts. How's this doing?
Yeah, you gotta keep everything balanced out. Facts.
You know,
if you're going to school or if you got your own business going up or you're doing music or you do art, you gotta always keep everything balanced.
Yeah.
I learned that shit, you know what I mean, a while back, kid. Real shit. You start slipping a little here and there, they'll feel it. You'll start feeling it.
Yeah.
You don't see a kid or you don't see your parents or you're not seeing the fam, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, like, speaking of family, like, you know, we all have families and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm slowly creating my house and stuff.
Hey, that's what's up, man.
I hear that, yo. Congrats on that, for real.
Thank you. But for me, I learned that, you know, I'm about to be 26 on Sunday, so.
Okay. Happy early birthday, kid.
And, you know, I'm engaged. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm engaged. And in September, you know, me and Sadiri are going to be married.
What?
But I noticed that when you even in a relationship, I learned that you're more motivated to do more things because you focus.
You know,
it gives you another reason to push a little harder. You feel me? It's like having kids, the same thing.
So as you know, as a husband, as a father, like what does that help you motivate more to do what you want to do as far as like your career?
I got you. It motivates you. It's gonna always motivate you because that's family. You feel me? That's something that you know you gotta, you know what I'm saying, provide for and have time for and kind of still work at anything as long as you building some kind of, you know what I'm saying, income, because you gotta have some income.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you know, you gotta make time, like Hey say, you feel me? You gotta put that time in.
Yeah, dog. Like,
you know what I mean? So it's either you willing to sacrifice or not, or you know what I'm saying, however it is, and if you really like it. You gotta put that time in, you feel me?
Real
but,
shit.
Yeah, that's, you know.
Yo, like, to me, I remember when I had my daughter, I was, like, 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it kind of happened and shit, but regardless, I was in love. When you're in love, you create things, whatever.
Just,
you know what I mean? So, I think just having my daughter, that shit just makes me go 1,000 times harder. Like, I was already going 10, trying to hit 50, you feel me? If I get 1,000, I want 2,000, just in case if I lose that 1,000 for the jump back or something, you feel me? Like, just in that sense, dog. Like, it just... And it makes you a better person in this... Because... I like to travel a lot, kid.
Yeah.
Like, a lot. So, when you're not seeing fam and shit like that, like, here and there, you doing music, you caught up. I be telling X all the time, like, when you putting this work, you know what I mean? You be with Juanita all the time. Shout out Juanita, you know what I mean? So, yo, you know, it pushes you, dog. It pushes you on 1,000. You already know that.
Yeah, man, because, like I said, like, even we have our own podcast. Like,
yeah, that's dope. What's it called again? What's it called?
Cuddle Talk.
That's dope.
You know, she's like, I'm doing my thing, and, you know, she's a teacher, you know, that's a grind, too.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people don't give that respect.
Of course.
Because I remember one day, before school started, she had the, you know, like, you remember when we was back in school?
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember, like, you remember at the end of the school year, you had to help the teachers with the books and stuff?
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean.
So I helped her before, and I'm like, I can't believe y'all get paid
to this low
to do all this work.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like,
teachers are like, bro, they're like the roots right now, nigga, especially with children education, nigga.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Teachers stressed out, kids gonna be stressed out, they gonna learn anything.
If you guys weren't doing music, what would you be doing?
What would I be doing?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like,
that's,
you know what I'm saying?
Question.
Yeah.
Music is something that I love and I have a passion for. So regardless around the music, either it's business or the entertaining, basically being a musician, you know what I'm saying? Or just, you know, all that, you know what I'm saying? So if you find your, you know what I'm saying, your little spot, you good.
Yeah,
and then you work from whatever you actually wanted to do. to even doing what you're doing now to get you to do what you actually want to do.
Facts. Hey, for real. So regardless of what it would have been, it would have still been in music. It would just be whatever
you could do. For me, but you know, that's my question for me. But yeah. So because I feel like that, so I'm gonna feel like I gotta be in that. You know what I'm saying? Like regardless.
I wouldn't even know, dog. Like I feel like since I've been young, I've been listening to like I was listening to a lot of Latin music. My mom is Cuban, nigga Mark Anthony. You know what I mean? Shit like that. So regardless, I would have been, I don't know, dog. Like, I'm in the medical field now, too. I have mad experience. I'm, nigga, me, I can notarize your shit. You know what I mean? I'm in the medical field. Nigga, I'll check. You got glaucoma, motherfuckers. I'm smoking that good. You know what I'm saying? But I'm a man of different paths regardless. Like, I think in the past life, I was something else. But I just, you know, you don't really know what's going on. You know what I mean? So... You do have dreams, though. You do have dreams. You have epiphanies. You have deja vus.
You think,
you know, you look, bro, I have that shit all the time, and it's crazy. It's just crazy. That like, shit be tripping me out.
Yeah, like, even with me, you know, to get to her question, like, I was 15 when I first started, you know, getting heavy in music.
Yeah.
But I was never the person, like, you know, music was like, all right, I want to do music. You know, I went to school, still going to school, you know. And I'm like... Music is going to lead me to something or going to help me to get where I really want to be at.
I still want to
be involved with music. Like,
somehow.
I was told myself, I'm not going to DJ forever. I want to move up to being like a producer, manager.
Executive type shit.
Just like all of us, like, you know, especially having Caribbean backgrounds and stuff like that. We was always around music. And stuff.
Yeah,
like,
My grandma, from my
my mom's side is Bahamian descent. Well, she's Bahamian. I'm Bahamian descent. Like she's used to go there all the time. But she was in the choir at church, and I still hear her sing and stuff.
That's dope.
And like I had an uncle, he was the drummer for Casey and the Sunshine Band. So
that's
like,
dope.
I'm like
that's
this dope. This music is everything. Like
music is life, man.
Listening to my mom sing, you know, even my fiance sing in the morning and stuff like that. Like, you know, but
yeah.
Speaking of the you said earlier about the TGT, I didn't even know that was a game, my God.
Yeah. Well, it used to be in my hood and shit. Like I still go over there and they'd be like, you know what I mean? Some of my niggas like loyal niggas, you feel me? At least 10-15 strong.
But the clothing brand, I wanna talk about the clothing brand. What made you want to do that?
Like, yo, that was out of nowhere, like I'm an entrepreneur, dog. Like I can sell water to a whale, you feel me, type shit. You know what I mean? And it just came out of nowhere because everybody was telling me, like, yo, you need to come up with your official brand. You know, I'm more of a manager. I manage myself. I try to manage time, shit like that. So just in a business standpoint, it was the best decision to do. Like, in the moment, especially when it was at such high demand. Like, shout out everybody that grabbed merchandise. It's crazy. Glory Day 40 Nights. Yo, I'm going to be dropping probably the V-necks and, like, joggers, all type of shit probably before the summer. Wild shit, like own designs. Like, I'm gonna hire a couple people. We're gonna work right now, is what we're doing, man. Shout out Jenny Sweets.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's gonna start working on her shit. We're gonna have a. Putting out some hot shit, you feel me?
We're gonna have to collab, because I got my own little clothing brand and stuff coming up.
Yeah, though, like me, I wanna have everything, like in house, dog. Everything, you feel me? Either it's videos, or either it's photo shoots, or either it's models, it's promo, marketing, everything through one thing. So it was, you know, it was just the best decision.
I always felt that, you know, me growing up, I always, you know, study these entrepreneurs and stuff, like Bill Gates and Steve Jobs.
I always
look at Walt Disney. I'm like, this man was smart. Like, this man, first of all, he put names of his different real estate.
Yeah.
Like, he lied about his land. So, pretty much, he was making money in each land that was his. That's like...
residuals, kid.
Yeah, like, residuals. 4 or 5 different revenues. Yeah. So, I'm like, I want to do that, but I want to do... Like, right now, like, I have the clothing brand, I do marketing,
the music, the random stuff.
I want to one day be like, I want to have a monopoly. Like, this is the name, random stuff, but it breaks down to the marketing.
Of course.
The clothing, to the music.
That's exactly what everybody wants to do right now, dog. Now everybody wants to be independent. My nigga, I ain't signing no major crazy deals. It's straight. Why is that trying to sign my niggas and sign my team.
Why is that such a big thing now? Where it's like, why is it?
Cause it's
no record deal. No, I want to do it on my own.
Yeah.
Because you see, like, you know, Chance has
Yo, that nigga is that nigga, fool. Right?
Yeah, he Grammy blew. Nominated, you know.
All type of shit. Oh, no, SoundCloud. That nigga broke records, yo, yeah. For real. I was listening to Chance when he came out with Acid Rap. I was like, somebody put me on. Too. I remember one time we were seeing the video. We was in my crib. We were getting high, me and my boy. And he was like, damn, it was in Times Square. And I just came back from New York. We was over there chilling and shit. So I'm like, yo, this is crazy. Who is this nigga? I'm thinking he's from over there, but he's really from Chicago.
Yeah, he's from Chicago.
You know what I mean? So when he first came out with that flex, it just changed everything. Like... It's just amazing.
Do you feel? But that's like that leads to my question. Like doing that whole thing independently, like why is that? Why do you think that now it's such a big thing? Is it all of the past stuff? Because you know we've heard it from Prince, we heard it. We saw Tony Braxton. We've seen Jay-Z do his own thing.
Dope.
We've seen all these people do like their own stuff. After a while, we've seen all the good and the bad. So why now all of this? We gotta do it on our own and not through a big label.
I think it's the labels though, like
it's just
it's not how it used to be like back in the day, like labels would actually be behind you.
Yeah.
Like they'll feed you the money and stuff like that and then
they'll promote you though. They still kinda do that.
But it's like it's not the same and like it's me making more people like, you know what?
Yeah,
I'm gonna do independent like Nipsey Hussle was. Like,
yo, I was
he
about
got a
say,
partnership.
You know what he? You know what he says? Yo, I respect that man. Like Nick, like right now, my favorite artists right now are Freddie Gibbs, Nipsey Hussle, and Davies. Davies is signing Nas, but Nipsey Hussle he got his own thing, the Marathon, all that shit.
Yeah.
Freddie Gibbs got ESGN Records. Well, that nigga.
And Tech Nine.
Yeah. I opened up for Burns before for Mayday. He signed the Strange Music and shit recently too, at Kill Your Idol in South Beach, but. It's just, it's making your own money, yo. Everything's about money. Yeah. Everything is about money. It's politics, too, because people don't want to wait anymore to because it's just different how social media is also. Yeah. It makes everybody so dependent at this time.
Mm-hmm.
It's the technology, yo, is picking up so fast, and everything's about money, streams, downloads, trying to book your own shows. If you can do it yourself, then everybody thinking, do it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
What's that shit they call it? DIYs or whatever.
DIY.
Yeah. So like I'm high as shit, you know what I mean? But you know what I'm talking about. But you know, it's just everybody wants to be independent for the simple fact that you can grow way faster than trying to, you know, suck dick or join Illuminati for the major label. You know what I mean?
You could even look in Hollywood, like it's a lot of people that's coming out with their own independent like you know, film like companies.
Yeah.
Like they wanna like instead of trying to go through you know, quote unquote, the white man.
Yeah.
You want to just, you know what? I'm going to take this craft, I'm going to study it. And I want to be that person, you know what? Like, I'm independent, I don't need no help.
Yeah.
And then I want to be like that. Because, you know, from us, from minorities, you know, black it's and different. Brown, like, we want that. We want to, like, I was, like, with me, I always said that I want to create something where. Mm-hmm. I can bring people more opportunities and stuff like that.
Right.
Like
yeah,
it's time
course.
For us to have our own.
That's what being
so we could make our own.
Right. Yeah, that's what being independent is. It's mm-hmm. You're building yourself, you're distributing yourself, you're marketing yourself, promoting yourself. No matter, regardless of what it is, there's artists that I see that they draw whatever, girl or female, boy or male, whatever, fucking lit. They draw and they're. I'm like, yo, this is dope. You should try to sell this point blank. You feel me? Like this is. They take it as more as a love thing and not trying to, like, water it down or dilute it and shit.
Yeah.
But shit's just crazy, though.
Yeah,
it's crazy
like
right now. Technology.
Yeah, like, I have
everything's independent.
Yeah, like, I have a best friend. He's a firefighter. But I always tell him, like, because he have, like, one of the best ribs. Like, if I can bring him to y'all one day, like, his ribs would make me weak, but...
I always tell him,
you know, why not open a food truck? Because that's one another industry that's
especially
you know,
in Miami. Miami. What is it? Cheeseburger Baby got one.
Yeah.
There's another one from Miss Sweets or some shit like that. Miss Cheeses.
Yeah.
From 69th Street on Biscayne.
The ice cream shop too from Wynwood got one too.
Yeah. What is it? Mr. Cream?
No, not Mr. Cream. We had that last year. It was icing something. I forgot.
They take the bar and they like put whatever you want on the outside.
Yeah. So speaking of like business, in my last podcast, you know, I spoke with my boy Cam. Shout out to him, the whole Oats movement, you know, with his clothing brand. I speak about investing, you know, because a lot of us, you know, we young and stuff like that. But I feel like in our generation, we a little bit more mature. I guess, too, because of social media and because of all these, you know, because of technology and all these apps teaching us about investing and easy ways to invest.
Yeah.
How, do y'all take investment, like, seriously? Do you think it's, like, important, like, to invest? And what would you invest in, or do you already invest?
I mean, I think it's important to invest because, especially if you, you know what I'm saying, you want to work on something or you actually, you know what I'm saying, want to invest in yourself on certain things that you feel like, yo, I can do it. You know what I'm saying? Let me put this money right here.
Yeah.
Or I need this. Let me put this money right here. I need that. Put this money right there. I mean, it's important to invest, you know what I'm saying? So, but if you're not going to invest and you don't feel like you want to, you know what I'm saying, do your own shit.
Yeah.
Meaning if you wanted to start a business, you wanted to do a label, whatever it is, you know what I'm saying, you just want to work for the next man, you can do that, and if that's what you want. But, you know, of course, you got to invest. Bad. But you're investing in making somebody else rich on that other end, you know what I'm saying? But on your own shit, like, or just being independent, you got to invest, man.
Investing in yourself, that's, like, number one priority. I've been investing in myself since I was 8 years old. We would go to school, try to buy each other clothes, that type of shit. I'm trying to, you know, I used to actually do good in school. I was just bad as fuck at home. You know what I mean? Getting out, bringing girls to the windows, all type of shit. But, yeah, though, like, I'm, shit, we invest, you know, just in the music, music, art, all that shit. It takes investment. But everybody wants to get profit off of every investment they got. But sometimes you got to take that loss. Because you're either doing too much at the same time or you just made the wrong move and you had to lose it over stocks or, you know, whatever. Even losing money in the street, fucking with people and shit. So you just got to watch out who you invest your time with also. Investments is not just money.
It's the energy because I always felt that too, like, you know, more positive energy is going to change you. It's going to uplift you more. The negative is, like, it's going to bring you down and stuff.
That's true.
And,
of course, you know, man, but you don't want to spend time with negative, man. Nobody
That's what I'm saying, you know. So,
I mean, Cardi B did that. She always talked about how she invested in herself before she got, like, the major label. Like, she invested in herself, and she did all the stuff that she did before she got big. And that's, like, what made her who she is now. That's what gave her that deal that she has now.
What's y'all think about Cardi B?
I like her, but I ain't like her. Like, I like her in the sense of her music, but I have a daughter, you feel me? At the end of the day, she's going to do what she wants, but it's what she sees also. I can't say nothing because there's certain songs that are vulgar also, but then, you know, you got to smooth things out. But I like what she's doing in period because she did it independently. She did it herself, basically.
At first,
I ain't a hater, man.
At first, I was like, but then she started growing.
She started growing.
When I started learning,
I made her grow.
I had to do my research.
Look at the Bruno Mars and Cardi B. I actually like that shit. That shit is dope.
I like the song on its own because I am a Bruno Mars fan.
Me too.
Bruno Mars. When I heard the whole album, because I played the whole album for him, that album came out last year. Because it was Valentine when I played the whole album for you.
No, it wasn't Valentine.
Yes, it was.
It's usually.
It was our anniversary. It was like a year.
Yeah.
And so I played the whole album, and that was one of my favorite songs.
What was the album called? Was
it 24 Karat Magic. Gold.
Bruno shit. Mars. Yeah, bro. Yo,
Cardi didn't come out with
that. You know,
she didn't come out with that. That's what hope is. I like it because of her ground. Like, she's grounded, especially for a female artist. The album, I need it.
People are expecting, you know, she was breaking records and shit. Shout out to her. Fuck the bullshit. Man. Like, regardless, you know, she came from the same places that we all came from. You know, she did it, and everybody can do it, nigga. This shit's a hot commodity right now. Hip hop is it's number one. The number one genre.
Pop music, technically. Hip-hop is now considered pop
music. It's popular music. Exactly. You know what I mean? But that's when we trying to do certain records and we trying to get records on this shit. Yo, X, no. Trying to get on the radio. We trying to finesse, but do it in our own sound. It's just popular music. Like, my niggas is so used to it. Some of my niggas are so used to just listening to the same type of music. But, you know, you got to branch out. I listen to a lot of jazz music. Sarah Vaughan, John Coltrane.
I mean,
you know what I mean? Miles Davis.
Yo,
I'm trying to learn the piano, how to play the piano, like, in a good couple of weeks. I already got it set up, like, just to know how to be able to read music, and then, you know, you start playing.
I remember I took a class, my bad. Before. I remember I took a music class, the medieval.
Medieval period.
It was the most darkest, coolest sounds I've ever heard in my life.
Dude.
Like, but it's, in them classes like that, like, I ain't major in music, but I was like, let me just take one music class because it'll teach me like the history from that period, and it goes down to like the classic, and it goes down to like reggae and everything. Because actually, if it wasn't for like reggae and all that and stuff, it wouldn't be no hip hop.
Jazz, really.
All that stuff like evolved over the years, but yeah, mm-hmm. man. What you about
to? I was gonna say I was listening to something the other day that was talking about how we had this discussion before,
mm-hmm.
Where we say like albums really aren't that like necessary nowadays.
Yo, and that's crazy. Mm-hmm. People be telling me because I'm dropping an album.
That's
this
what
just work.
Because you were saying you were working for like 3 years on your album.
Yo, it's crazy.
And it's like. Me and him had this conversation, and I mm-hmm. heard it somewhere else, too, where it was like, when we were growing up, you had one album, and it lasted that artist about a good year.
Because
they would do the album, they would have, mm-hmm. like, 4 singles off of it.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
You'd
have a video.
That's what people don't understand. Like, I have all my music is exclusive rights.
Yeah.
I don't really owe anybody anything, but there's certain producers that I work with that I wouldn't mind giving them points. Because, you know, we all got to eat off of this shit at the end of the day. But, yo, it's crazy right now. It's the same thing. We go back to being independent.
Yeah.
Everybody want to make their money when you got to sign up for BMI. Look, this is a free game. Sign up for BMI, ASCAP, any artist that wants to take their music serious and take their publishing serious and their songwriting shit serious. Because a lot of times you will sign up with somebody and don't even know you're giving away all your shit. You don't even know. They're pushing you so hard. But you lost all your shit. If you want to do your own thing or create your own thing, you got to be the other yes man type shit.
But that's what leads me to this question is, do you feel that, like, in our generation, albums really are not needed and all you need is really a single to make it, like, multiple singles?
Yeah, multiple.
Singles actually attract, you know what I'm saying? I feel like singles attract, people into your, album, your little space, your little whole, you know what I'm saying, art. But at the same time, that's just, you know what I'm saying, like, that's part of the business, too. And also, you know, it's part of the marketing. You gotta like attract people that, you know what I'm saying? Somebody that never heard you, you gotta get their attention some kind of way.
But then it's like, you get the album, and it's like, okay, we're done with the album, next one. Because that's how I feel like
nowadays.
It's still something
replayable. Yo, I remember when I dropped my first project, yo, I was booming that shit for like a year and change, but we was putting out side music, but we were still making videos. Shout out to Sunshine Reels. She makes all my videos right now. She's like my inside person, for real. Sunshine's my nigga. And, yo, we was off that one album, I did, like, 15 tracks. And they were all original beats, you feel me? Like, this is just fucking with people and giving people their credits and shit. I did four videos. I did one in the studio, and then other ones on the side, and then I did the official singles. So when we put it out, we were riding around my hood and shit. Where everybody be bumping it.
Nah, but I get what she's saying. Like, one thing, too, I got from Dr.
Single,
what I learned from Dr. Dre. I don't really listen to my own stuff. I listen to it one time and I move
on. A lot of people, that's good. It's a good and a bad thing. Because a lot of people listen to their shit too much and they don't want to put it out because they heard it so much. But it's new to everybody that is.
Yeah.
You feel me? And people get tired of their own music because everybody's constantly evolving.
But to go back to what she said, though, it's a few albums that came out from, I say, like 2010 to now.
Yeah.
That I can replay
a lot
of
times,
but
there's a couple.
But then you also got to go back. Like, you still have the artists that still got that tradition, like Kendrick, J. Cole, Big Crit. I can also put like someone who like Logic, Dave
like Logic?
East on there. I like Logic.
You like Logic? Logic is dope, but
only thing with me is like like I know you biracial and stuff like that, but lyrically, the boy is raw.
But what's the big issue? Because J. Cole's biracial.
But he looks like he's lived in the hood more than Logic.
It's like such
a street credit thing, you know what I mean?
The thing with Logic though, Joe Budden put me on,
right?
That I peeped though for real. J. Cole don't put that. Oh, I'm black, but then I'm white. Like, he don't have that in the fight with him. Logic, dude, it's like a, like, fool need help.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't even trying to be, like, funny, but maybe maybe that's his art. Like, that's his, like,
way of getting, he probably think
about that every day, because, you know.
Well, people are always going to judge you also.
Yeah.
I think I'm black, I'm Hispanic.
I agree. You know what I'm saying?
I was just going to ask you that, like, well, Clearly, DJ Escrow. I was gonna say escrow, but it's not escrow. Escrow. DJ Escrow. Clearly, you're black, right?
I'm actually black. I'm Haitian, American. I'm black.
Well, you're considered. You would be considered black guy.
Black guy.
Overall, but like for you, Hayes, you're multiracial. I guess you can say, but
you can say,
not really, because you're like, you're Latino, but Latino, you're not Hispanic, you're Latino.
Yeah, like,
we were watching Love and Hip Hop with Amara La Negra and how she had to go through that whole,
she's Dominican,
like,
I think, too.
She's full Dominican, and she had to go through the whole, like, because she's a darker complexion. Do you feel that with the whole, like, logic thing, like, him being biracial, you have to grind twice as hard because you're not
black? Yo, and that's crazy, and that's funny that you said that, because, like, in the sense, in Miami right now, Zoe's running Miami. I have most of my friends or whatever. Chico, Zoe. Yeah. It's like, it's all united, but how other people look at it, because I had my nigga tell me that shit. He came to Miami, and that's all he seen. It was only those. You feel me? All the time. Yeah. Which is not, you know, obviously it's Miami, niggas. Cuban, Zoe's, you feel me? A couple Dominicans here and there. But
the Bahamians, like, we be ducked off somewhere.
Yeah, it's just like how the Jamaicans, the same thing is in New York. It's a certain certain kind of race that's actually running hip-hop. You know what I mean? Running hip-hop in that state.
That's going to be a different episode. I was going deep into that, but that's a different thing. I don't want to get into it. But
it definitely does make me grind harder a second, because I'm Hispanic. I do it for my people. Fuck the bullshit. I do everything for my people now. It's like every thought, every lesson, every story. Like, it's a lot of my niggas, they're the inspiration to the music I do. People that I'm around, my loved ones, all type of shit. You know
so what's the difference between Hispanic and Latino?
It's
two different things.
Yeah, what's the difference?
The term Hispanic is considered in some places like a bad thing.
So it's like nigga.
Nah. It's more of like,
that's like spit. Niggas like spit. But I'm Puerto Rican, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
like for some people, I use Latina just because that's how I feel. Like, I'm not Hispanic. I'm not from.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, you remember, I'm Dominican, so like.
Or like how some people say,
My bad, side note, we
lived on 163rd and Broadway, right next to the hospital. Shut the fuck
up. Yeah, that's crazy.
What was the name of
Presbyterian. I was born there.
My sister was born there. I was born in St. Lucas.
Yo, I'm from 163rd right there in St. Nicholas. 164 in St. Nicholas. Yeah, I used to go to Broadway all the time.
Yeah,
that's crazy, dog. That is.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy. Small world.
On 95th Street. North Shore Hospital in the hood. So
just clarifying shit. It's Dade all day. I go over there all the time, and I was, you know, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. They're like, nigga, you from Florida? I'm like, nigga, it's Dade, nigga. Fuck wrong with you, nigga? What do you think it is? That's home base, bro. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Nah, but you have your action.
I got my New York, because that's always gonna be.
Because I have a coworker. He's like, he was born up north, and he'll come down.
Mm-hmm.
He came down, I think he was like 10, 11 years old, whatever, but his accent will come up, because, you know, y'all loud. We say New Yorkers are loud. You know, y'all,
Hispanic people just loud, period.
Hispanic people loud, but like even like New Yorkers in general.
Yeah,
Caribbean,
Island.
Caribbean, yeah. My mom,
all that is just loud.
Name is all
you know. You know.
Yeah, bro.
But that's a different story, too.
But like when his pitch gets loud.
That nigga lit right now. That nigga lit.
But when his pitch gets loud, I'm like, bro, you a real New York nigga.
It's just, you know, everybody's lingo and shit. It's like when you go to Cali, everybody got their own, you know, their own accent or whatever.
Yeah, because, like, Miami is different, because, like I said, I know artists from up north. They call me, like, oh, you country, but then I go to the actual country.
And they country.
They'll be like, you sound like a little island, but I never get that. I used to get it, but when I go to the country, I don't get the city talk. I get like, you sound like you from the Caribbean, like the island.
Yeah.
I never, like, you know, get it, but get it, you know what I'm saying? Because I got cousins and stuff up from up north Florida, so.
Right.
That's like the country.
Yo, I was living up in Fort Pierce for like a year. That shit's crazy. It was just a whole bunch of crazy white people over there. Put up to the trap, it was white people. I'm like, yo, what the fuck going on here? This shit crazy. This is sometimes we in right now. Yeah, G shit. What time? Nigga, what the fuck?
What's y'all think about Donald Trump?
Yo, man. Everybody hey, know, man. It's just
I'm gonna be honest with you, bro.
That shit got me wanting to fight my rights to get my rights back, just to go against that nigga for that next time. Yo,
I just wanna, you know.
Nah, you good? I mean, go ahead.
Yeah, cause ahead, my whole thing is like this. It's like I was very mad at the people who didn't vote, cause the people who would have voted Hillary is like that auntie that you know. It's like she did some bad shit, but you know you could trust her.
You could trust her, yeah. Because
when it comes to her talking to different countries and stuff like that, she can hold it down.
She was finessing, yeah.
This man about to have us going to wars with like 6-7 different countries. Yeah, you know
but
what
it's
saying?
All so, money at the end of the day, yeah. Dog. It's all about money when it for tanks, for helicopters, for bullets. Yeah, yeah. It's just all money, dog. Billions of dollars, nigga, every year.
And a lot of people say like, oh, you know, he's going to help us bring economy and stuff. I'm like, you got to think about it. Each president, what I learned was crazy because I had a conversation with my best friend, Richard. Shout out to you, man. But this man, it's true. Like, have you noticed each president that came in, certain companies was like blowing up.
Yeah.
Like, Walmart, when Barack Obama was in office, was like, always, like, Walmart always had commercials, right. But they was like, I want to go to Walmart now, like, for real, like, every day. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, like, niggas, they got McDonald's and that bitch. All type of shit.
She's Target. I think Target kind of coming up.
My chick is a Target, bro. Hey, I live in Target, nigga. Yo.
This nigga's stupid. Juanita!
Come through, bro.
Yeah, crazy stuff. I don't even know, dog. Like, I barely step in these places. I get everything offline, dog. Everything is online shopping to me. I'd rather have it come to me because, you know, it's time, yo. I barely have time. Like, for anything, I'd rather chill my daughter at the crib or, you know, type of shit like that than having to go and to buy shit. Even look how they have the app now for the fucking, for the food. What's it called?
Oh, Uber Eats or some shit.
Uber Eats? No, but to get your groceries. It's from
Instacart.
Instacart? There's a couple.
And Postmates. Postmates the same thing.
Yeah.
That's more restaurants.
But that shit is just crazy. Everything is going to be like that now, dog. Like, look at Bitcoin. Before it crashed, everybody was like, yo, damn, what's up with this Bitcoin shit? Because it was booming, but...
Let me talk about, because that's, you know, I was hoping that y'all would talk about that.
I'm lit right now.
My thing with Bitcoin, like me, I said at the end of the day, I did my research. I'm like, just invest in stocks. Yeah. Invest in something that you already know. All right, Warren Buffett, this man, when it comes to stocks, brilliant. All he says is, just invest in something that you love. All right, or invest in penny stocks, because when I look at Bitcoin, it's like penny stocks. It could be something that's worth 50 cents, but penny stocks could blow up anytime. Look at Amazon. Amazon worth like $1,000 a share.
That's just crazy.
Amazon wasn't like in 1999. Amazon was worth like $5.
That's so crazy, like dog. You got 18 years later.
I think it goes back where people, you know, they don't have that patience to I don't want to put my money in. Like, it's moving.
Yeah, but they look at Bitcoin. It's just everything is off trends, though. You got to understand. Everybody on my Facebook is about the Bitcoin shit. And I kind of was skeptical about it in the first place because I'm not like a gambling person, to tell you the truth. I'd rather invest or either go out and spend it on something else. You feel me? To be honest, I never had like the type of temptation to gamble unless it's just like us in the street type shit like that.
I would say the most, the safest and legal way to gamble is just invest.
Of course. Let's get started.
In yourself and stocks.
Everything. Because at the end of the day.
Your education.
Education, of course. I'm definitely. We definitely investing in that.
So you have a, Hayes, you have a daughter.
Yeah.
And you just said, you know, like, some of the stuff that Cardi B says you're not really rocking. You don't really like it for her to listen to it.
Yeah, because it's all on the radio now, dog. Like, they don't even try to, but. At the end of the day, this is what we all push for, and now a lot of people complain about the radio music, but it's people's choice.
Yeah.
It's the people that call about
it. That's what I was going to ask you, like, how do you, as a father, because I know as a teacher, like, I'm a teacher, I'm a mom for, like, 8 hours a day from Monday through Friday, and I'm, like, really adamant in what my kids listen to, because I'll let them listen to everything, like, I'll let them listen to,
of course.
Like, they come in, when they come in, it's classical music, and then after lunch, it's, like... throw in the hip hop, the old 90s, whatever, yeah, all yeah, clean. Yeah. But I'm like really adamant into what stuff they listen to because I really like. Like, they'll come to me, and I know they know the verses to Cardi B.
Of course.
But, like, for me, it's like, y'all not supposed to be singing it. So how do you, as a father, like, try to introduce your daughter to the music that you make, but still make sure that she understands, she knows, like, yeah, daddy, this is what daddy's saying, but this is not really what it means.
Well, it's just, like, now, like, I'm in the crib, like, if I got my daughter, usually I'm in the crib cooking, but I'm listening to jazz music. I'm listening to probably... just not of what I listen to on a daily basis because the music that I make and we all make, mainly it's all like ratchet as shit or it's conscious or whatever. Mm-hmm. A lot of shit, yo, my album is super conscious like the first couple of records. Mm-hmm. And I really did it for her in the sense because I'm trying to play my own music around her. You know what I mean? So it just makes me feel like super, it makes me feel backwards. Like if I'm pulling up in an Uber and I'm grabbing my daughter type shit, and they're playing something like ratchet as shit. Yo, I have to tell them. I'll be like, yo, can you change this shit? You can put something else on. It's Bruno Mars or something. That's cool. It's dance music. You feel me? It's something what they're used to being around and girls are used to being around because it's not sort of sexy, but it's, you know, it's a downgrade of that level. So to her to listen to, we jumped in the whip. I love Tupac. Tupac is like one of the biggest inspirations. Everybody's biggest inspiration in hip-hop. Right. But I actually listen to, yo, this is what we used to do all day listening to Tupac. We in the car, we in the Uber, and they wasn't playing like one of his subtle songs. They were playing like, it was like Hail Mary or something like that. And I told him, yo, can you change this shit? Yeah. And he was like, oh, yeah, ain't no problem. He ain't really stressing nothing like that. And he was like, damn, that's crazy. He told me, he was like, that's crazy that you told me that because I had kids, you know, other people in the car. And they would, I respect that. You feel me? If you tell me that you got your kid in the car, you don't want to listen to, you know, what the fuck is going on. Because it's grown music. It's like telling a toddler to drink at a certain age when they can't handle it. And, you know, they get addicted to it or some crazy shit like that. You know?
And then this, my next question was for both of you guys. Like, how is it, I don't know if you have kids.
Yeah, I got a daughter, beautiful daughter. Shout out to Emma. Shout out to Emma. Shout out to Emma. You know. Yeah, I'm a daddy. Congratulations. So, first time, daddy. Hey, like, Jerry, I'm the daddy.
Yeah, so, like, damn it. You know, your daughter, your baby, she's not old enough to listen to music. But, like, I've heard parents say, like, oh, it's the music. Like, you were saying, everybody blames it. But, like, do you feel like that's a real thing to blame artists for making music and then kids listening to
it? It's up to the parents of, you know, there's no such thing as a bad kid. It's up to the parents. However the kid comes out racist, kid comes out as being, you know, a delinquent and shit like that or a criminal or, you know, whatever. It's about what, you know, what they allowed, basically. So
it's the environment.
It's the environment you're in, too, because regardless, if I put my JIT... I'm trying to buy a crib up in, you know, Fort Lauderdale or something like that, something nice, and then, you know, still have something in Miami. But for her to, so she can go up to school up there, you feel me, and not have to do it down here. On certain parts, you know, Pembroke Pines, some shit nice. Private school, some type of shit. Because it's her environment. It's wherever she's around. Regardless, if you're not there, she's going to listen to it. Either it's her mom listening to it, or, you know, whatever, you know, whatever's going on at the moment. Because you place yourself in that predicament. You feel me? Place yourself in that place.
At the same time, where we're all like, at. Like he said. Not to even cut you, though, but at the same time, like he said, like, you know, if it's something that you feel like, yo, it's bad vibe, bad energy, or if it's, like, not even, like, you know what I'm saying? Because you got songs that's still bad, but it's just sound nice in your ear. You feel me? Yeah, so it's, like, songs that talk about sex, and they sing in melodies that sounds nice. So, you know what I'm saying? You don't think that certain shit they saying is, like that bad because of the way that it's
like a lot of R&B shit. You know, R&B was into R&B.
So, if that gets at your house, pretty much.
You know, you got to have a couple few collections, you feel me?
Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying? Anyways, it's just having a certain amount, you know what I'm saying, of that kind of, you know what I'm saying, part. And then mixing it with some, not mixing it, but listening to some other shit that's even, like, harder. Like some this, dark music like shit, a, like, bro, you want like, your daughter or your
like, I got this record. Feeling. I got this record called Indigo Child that I actually didn't play some Running Rebel because I was couldn't get the files right. Yeah, my nigga Sly Pro, shout out Sly Pro, my nigga from New York, producer man. I work with a lot.
Oh, yeah, I met him the last time at the
Show. We were because we was doing Slaves to Our Dreams and he was just down real quick and he flew right back up.
Before you speak on that, when you was talking about like you know the music that your daughter listened to and stuff, you have came a long way.
Yeah.
I noticed that like. You know, you're more
progressing.
Yeah,
and you know, people at the end of the day, people need to learn that you know, once you know you have a family and stuff, once you see new things, like that, it's about you know progression. Look at Jay-Z, prime example.
Man
was a dope dealer. Was shown
billionaire type shit.
Went with Beyonce, married her, Well, in between all that stuff, you have businesses and stuff like that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, already. He was
having more, but you see the growth.
Yeah.
Even in his lyrics. A lot of people say 444 was born. I love 444. 444.
I listened to it. We went to the concert, actually.
Yeah,
we actually went to that.
That
shit was lit.
I
listened to it. I like a lot of tracks.
I haven't heard
it.
There's some tracks I might not like, but I don't remember.
444 was like an older Black album. I love Black. That's my favorite album from me, but it's like a... Because even a Black album at that time...
What do you mean by like a Black album?
The album.
Oh, you mean like the Black Album?
Even the Black Album when it came out when we was like in middle school,
yeah,
it was growing then, like slowly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like I think a lot of rappers say this, and this could go to both of you guys. Mm-hmm. When you listen back to like your old stuff, do you notice progression? Because Jay-Z always says it, like Jay-Z, I think Young Jeezy said it on his interview with The Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
Like, as stuff goes on in life, they start to change and they start evolving. And then people are like, oh, well, we liked your old stuff. Do you feel like when you listen to your old stuff, you're like, you can notice that you're evolving?
The progress. Yeah, and it's like a beautiful thing, yo. Like, I have a lot of records out. Yo, I didn't drop mixtapes even, AOH, Against All Odds. I have a lot of side projects and shit. Stakes for Our Dreams. And to listen to, like, my first mixtape, like, it's crazy. Like, I had, like, no structure at all. I really didn't know what I was doing. But it was hot because in the moment, everybody was asking for it. I dropped a video before that with my nigga Jew. You feel me? It was the Money Talks, and we did it in the hood. But it's just, music is changing, dog. And to listen to this, that is just a beautiful thing, to listen to your old shit and to know, you know, to see how far you came and shit. You know what I mean? My fault. Yo, Fry, what up? Yo, let me call you right back, kid. Let me call you right back, because I'm over here still doing the podcast. Shout out to Anonymous. It's just like to look at, you know, younger grades type shit. You know, we go to 12 grades. You thought you was hot on the third grade, you're getting good grades, but then, you know, 11th grade, you're getting D's and C's, you need to tighten up or whatever, but in the sense that life gets harder, you evolve, it's growth. If you're not growing, my nigga, you're still doing the same shit you was doing 10 years ago, music, arts-wise, just life-wise, period, kids, whatever, then it's a problem, dog, probably in your life, you know what I mean? You gotta do it.
Yeah.
So this is Sports, Biz, and Music, the podcast. One thing that we didn't really talk about was sports.
Yeah.
So, starting with Shu, you know, you're from New York.
Yeah.
Are you a New York teams fan or you a Miami teams fan? Because I like to ask that.
I'm a Heat fan, but I'm a Yankee fan.
Oh my gosh.
I'm a Yankee fan because, nigga, I'm like an old school Yankee fan. Like, I don't watch the games anymore. I don't really watch sports unless it's like MMA or UFC and shit.
Yeah.
But that's just like how I was raised. Like, when I was real young, we would see it from my building.
Mm-hmm.
We would look over and we would see Bronx Stadium, you feel me? Like, that's dope. Like, crazy wild shit. Yankees, Paul O'Neill, Derek Jeter was, nigga, when he first became captain.
Mr.
Fucking Soriano. Yo, a lot of people, a lot of the Yankees, dog, was ballers.
Not a Yankees fan.
Yo, nah, there's a whole bunch of Mets fans now in New York, and it's crazy. It never was like that back then.
He was never a Yankees fan. That's the funny thing about it. Like, I'm the Yankee fan.
Yeah.
Like, my mom's side of the family, we all Yankee fans, and my dad is the only one who's like, nah, I'm a Mets fan.
Because the Mets is like how the Heat came up, but like in the '90s, because they were balling that thing. I ain't really watching games and shit, but what I heard.
Nah, the Mets, being a Marlins fan, it was a time where the Mets, because that's really our rivalry. Like the Mets is like, and the Braves too. We was like, we tired of y'all. We want y'all to get beat. You know what I'm saying? Like, it should be fights. You know what I'm saying? But the Mets, you know, being from down here from Miami, our sports scene, like, professional-wise, is not as, you know, historic as other cities. You know, college-wise, I feel like it's up there, you know, with UM and stuff. But to watch the Yankees and the Red Sox, to watch the Subway Series, to watch L.A. And the Giants, to watch Chicago and the Cubs, and then basketball-wise, you see the Lakers and the Celtics and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a different thing, and like it's. I personally want to go to each state, each country.
And swatch
it. You know, in the islands, you know, soccer is very big over
football,
there.
Football, that's like, what they call it.
Yeah, football. The real football. They be like, football. Yeah.
Football, you know, you got to say with the accent.
Yeah, so
football.
Like,
football. You know, man. Football.
Yeah, man, but the now you see that sports and music, it's always been together, but it's really coming to a point where you have these, you know, athletes want to, literally, they want to be rappers or singers and stuff.
Because it's that easy now.
Yeah.
It's that easy. You know, music has always been with sports and shit like that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of artists that I've been seeing that they've mainly been chilling with ballers, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen that show?
Ballers?
Yeah, HBO. Side note.
I want to see it.
That shit is lit.
I never watched that.
That shit is in Miami, too. Nigga.
I watched
that shit
Survivor's Remorse before it got canceled. Oh. I don't know if y'all heard about this.
Yeah,
shit.
I have.
It's kind of the same thing, but it's dealing with basketball. Ballers, she made me watch the first episode because I want to watch it more now because, you know, it's interesting.
But it's in Miami, though, so
yeah.
That's like a plus.
But before then, I was like, I don't know. It looked too fake, you know, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. I just got to... I guess after the first episode, I was like, all right, it's cool, but...
Yeah.
Went back because all these shows coming out.
But basically, all in that show is a whole bunch of new music. They're putting out a whole bunch of new artists and shit on records or getting credits for it. Like, it's always work hand-in-hand. Either it's film, either it's sports, either it's music, because it's all... That's what the industry is.
And like Insecure. Insecure brings out a lot of LA.
Yeah, I remember when I watched Insecure. That shit is
love
dope.
That show. We all watch.
When she started...
Power
she was playing, yeah, Power. Yeah, oh, that's my shit. Yeah, that's my favorite show right now. But when they play Insecure, I was listening to SZA or whatever.
SZA,
like, back in the day. Yo, nah, I'm just lit right now. I'm just lit, my bad. I'm trying to sober up for this performance. We got a little bit at Billy's Pub and shit. We played for my dog's birthday bash. Yo, nah, but when they played her shit, a lot of people was on it. Yo, her music is dope as fuck. Look how many Grammys she's won. She's been with TDE.
Yeah.
She's all over their records, yo. And what's this girl's name? Janae Aiego?
Yeah,
nigga, the same thing. She's all over TDE records, and it's like background credits type shit, and you know,
doing it.
Yeah, and like now putting that shit out, she blew out of nowhere. Mm. Like maybe it's just you just need that one push. Yo, you stepping into sports.
So would you like, you know, because not like, you know, speaking with music and sports, like now you have, you know, of course you got this halftime, the Super Bowl, and then you have the All Star Weekend and stuff for basketball. Would you want to do that? Like, are you open to do that? Like,
what do you mean? To, like, do events and shit?
Like All-Star Weekend, for example. Like, if the NBA wants you to have, perform.
Yeah, that would be dope. That would be dope, To me, performing, period, is just fun, yo. It's just mad fun to see people's reactions. Because
look at Bruno Mars, prime example. He was already big. But I felt like when he did that Super Bowl, from his age, because he was younger at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since then, like, it went up.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
But you gotta understand that that's a national television, dog. Like, there's how many people have eyes on you on that day? Super Bowl, you'll get a slot for a commercial.
Even with Missy Elliott when she had a performance a couple years ago. Not a lot of like the younger generation didn't really know, but we grew up on Missy Elliott. But
real,
a lot of like the ones like 13, 14, like they said that one of her albums or one of her songs was like number one the next day just because of that.
That's crazy.
I always felt like sports and music, you know, could
go hand in hand. It goes hand in hand, basically.
Do you guys watch football?
Oh, to be honest, man, I really haven't been watching TV like that.
I don't watch sports, yo.
To be honest. But if, like, I'll probably go back and forth. But I'm a sports person. It's just, like, what my team is going through right now and kind of like what I don't
What's
care about.
What's your team?
Well, you know, I'm a Dolphins fan. I've been an underdog fan. I'm an underdog, man. You know what I'm saying? I originally, you know what I'm saying, from Miami, but moved to Naples. But I'm a Floridian, bro. I've always been a Dolphin fan and all that. So, and then, you know, with the Heat, like back, I'm talking about back in the days, Heat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
When they had Shaq, maybe a little bit before that.
Before that, when they had Hardaway, she real Heat fans, so someone came in like, oh shit, 3 years ago.
I was never really a sports person, but I've been watching the UFC, the MMA shit. A lot of my niggas, they do that shit, they do MMA, so they're always talking about it.
How do you, because, you know, UFC and, like, MMA, been around for like since the 90s, but it's exceeded boxing.
Mm-hmm.
So like, as a UFC fan, and yeah. I'm pretty sure you watch boxing. Like, what's the main difference? I know it's a difference, like with the.
It's just mixed martial arts. Yeah, yeah. There's more technique to it. Like boxing, it's boring. It's just this. It's all technique, you know. People want to see knockouts and shit like that. It's just America is a violent place, nigga. So at the end of the day, it's gonna push. You feel me? Yeah. The more violence, the more it is. Look how the cyborg and the home fight was. You guys seen that shit?
I heard about that it. Shit I heard was, home that shit got was, whooped though.
Yeah, kid, that shit was crazy. Cyborg is just a beast, kid. He's just a beast. He's something else. But yeah, dog, it's just a huge difference on technique. Nigga, it's not like how it was before Mayweather got in the shit when he could pick fights and all that shit. I'm a big Mayweather fan too. Yeah. But it's just different. It's not like how it was when we first did it. You know what I mean? It's the same thing like in the 90s, probably like the Heat, the Dolphins type shit like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it was, you know, UFC came a long way.
Cause
I remember, because even my best friend, like when I was in high school, middle school, people was playing the game. I'm like, what the shit is this? Like, you know me, I'm more of a, you know, wrestling fan. You know they say it's fake, but I'm like,
nah, I was into that shit too, nigga.
I grew on that. Who hasn't?
Fool, are you crazy? I was obsessed, nigga, with wrestling. I used to have toys and shit.
Cause like they say it's fake, like it's scripted, but that shit was real. Like,
they went along with it. You know what it was? It was like knowing what's gonna happen, but just playing through it. You feel me? Not really having a plan, but just certain keys you have to do. That's really what it was. It was just a staged fight. But fighting, you know what I mean? It's a show. It's entertainment.
Yeah, man. So y'all say, do y'all keep up with the news with sports? Because you know
the news
we got the baller family. I don't know the
talking about
the big baller brand.
Yeah,
LeVar Ball and all of that. What you think about that? Like
as a dad, it's how the family gonna take it. One, it's how the kids gonna take it too. Because, I mean, for you to think about having a dad around, even though he thought about a business move, think about having a dad around and shit. So, you know what I'm saying? It's how you feel about that, you know what I'm saying? And on top of that, you strictly being family business and just family.
Yeah.
But when you're out there, it's like, you know what I'm saying? You still having friends or whatnot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, you know, like, when you get to that level, everybody not worrying about, you know what I'm saying, like, yo, what the, you know, because they got different lives, bro. Like, they talk about different shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's like saying, like, right now we work, we got a job.
Yeah.
So we talking about shit right now, either how to progress.
Yeah.
Or just talking about shit that's even already happened or we working on. You feel me? So it's like, it's different. You know what I mean? I mean.
Yeah, cause I was, you know,
it's a major move though. I think so.
For me, like, I respect him because he's there. You know, like he's always there. Like for me, you know,
I don't think he's all the way there. I put it this way: he's a good
yeah, no, I'm
a
saying
good
like
businessman and a good marketer.
No, but I'm saying like he's as far like he's been there. You know, he never like really left. I mean, as they got older, it's like. To me, I'm like, he's thinking more of himself. Cause for me, like when I have kids, I'm gonna support them, but I'm not gonna like how my mom said. As you get older, as you move out and stuff like that, you go to college, or whatever. It's time for you to get your own identity. Mm-hmm.
Of course.
I'm like, I want my kids to have their own identity. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm an entrepreneur, but I may have a daughter or a son that want to just be a doctor or whatever, do construction
be
or
want to
be an entrepreneur, but like I want to sell art. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I'm gonna support you, but I'm not gonna put that pressure on you at the same time because for what he did, you know, one other thing I ain't like was like, you know, he took him out of school.
Yeah.
You know. I'm big on education.
Right.
You know, course, me and her both big on education. You know, she's a teacher. You know what I'm saying?
What grade you teach?
I teach fifth grade. That's not first.
Fifth, sixth grade, I was really badass shit. Fourth grade, I had my first girl.
I don't respect him. as a dad?
Yeah.
I don't, because I've seen, as a teacher, like, you see shitty-ass parents, mm-hmm. and you see, like, really good parents. And, like, I've had both extremes. I've had shitty-ass parents, and, like, your child's in first grade, and he comes to school looking like shit.
Yeah.
And then I had, like, really good parents who, like, you're care on top of it.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's, he doesn't have that in between. Like, bro, you putting all this pressure on your kids. I just feel like I'm not a parent yet.
Mm-hmm.
And when I do become a parent, I feel like I'm not going to put that much pressure on my kids.
Yeah, nah, because, yeah, you don't want the kids to grow. Like, right now, mainly all the, we're all integral children, basically. Yeah. I don't know. We're all products of something that happened before of a different era.
Yeah.
So, we were always stressed and shit. Yo, we were talking about it earlier in the barbershop. My nigga had gray hairs at 20, you feel me? It wasn't like that before.
Yeah.
So, it's just this generation, dog. This generation.
So before we close the podcast up,
I have a question.
Wait, say a question. Yeah, she gotta pick up because I lost my train of thought right
no,
there.
You're what she was saying. Wait, I thought you was wearing a Jakey shirt. And you know, I'm from New York, so
yeah.
And we've had this discussion. Who are your top five when it comes to rap?
Damn, top five.
You next too, Esco. You ain't going nowhere.
Let's see. Nas.
Hello.
Pac. Biggie, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And the last two? I don't know, dog. I can't think of that top of my head, dog. It's like,
J-M.
Yeah, but that's like easy. Because everybody always says Big, Pac, Nas, you know what I mean? Type shit. That's what I always say because I actually listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? I was a big Ready to Die fan. I was a big Illmatic fan.
Yeah,
Illmatic
classic, bro.
You know what I mean? And Tupac, classic. I listened to that nigga every fucking day when I was younger. That was the only thing I listened to.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I can't put a finger on it, dog. What did I listen to besides that? Like, mainly? Nah, though. I can't even. That's just top three.
So, four or five is Hayes.
Gang, I do listen to my own shit. Yeah, man. So, like, I listen to my nigga shit. I support my niggas, man. You feel
what
me?
What about you, Esco? What's your top five?
B, man. Like, I grew up on, you know what I'm saying, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yo, Bone Thugs.
I used to jam to that a lot, bro. Okay. Like, I had took the Master P album one time, bro. Like, bought it from a Walgreens as a jit.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? I like Nas too. Mm-hmm. You know, I fuck with Nas.
Dope, yeah.
I fuck around with Rick Ross too. Mm-hmm. A couple of new shit too. You feel me? A lot of new
shit.
Yeah,
I listen to like a lot of new shit.
But the top five, like, I'll put those and, you know, of course, Jay-Z. Like, because he had to grow into me. Because at first, I wasn't really jamming
Jay-Z.
His
first, The Reasonable Doubt. I was stuck on that.
First album, probably about.
Bro,
I don't know, but.
I would listen to Reasonable Doubt. Like,
he grew into me, though.
So. I think, honestly, those albums, Reasonable Doubt, all that stuff, the Blueprint 1, 2.
Yeah.
But the Black Album was like a tired nigga. I mean, you in my top five.
Yeah.
Like, I can play that shit any day, any time. Yeah. I had a clean version when that time comes when she giving birth, you know what I'm saying? It's just one of the albums. But, like, even with albums, like, do y'all have a top five?
On albums?
Because with me, I...
It would just be, like, top five?
Yeah, like, of all time.
I listen to a lot of weird music now, dog. And, it kind of altered me. But, I was just a big Pac fan. That's all I used to listen to.
Yeah.
Top five would be five albums of Pac, basically.
Yeah, because I noticed that, like, even before doing music, like, before I DJ or before I did a mixtape or... Like, anything, I listen to like an old DJ Drama mixtape.
It keeps me
like, all right, not to sound like him, but because one, I don't talk over my tapes. I use the effects and stuff.
Right.
Yeah. But just to get that hypeness, like to get that vibe and stuff like that. Like, do y'all have that, you know, besides the music, like, do y'all have that, like,
music to listen to get you in the mood?
Yeah, that gets you in the mood. Because some rappers listen to R&B or rock.
Yo, I listen to... That's what I'm saying, dog. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been... Every month, I've just been changing, y'all. Like, I would listen to, like, a lot of punk rock last month. A lot of Sum 41.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of Green Day, all type of wild shit. But like, before that, I was stuck on the jazz for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't listen to nothing if it wasn't, like, Miles Davis, dog. If it wasn't, like... And R&B, like, Willie Hutch type shit like that. But then before that... dog, it's too crazy. This last year's been crazy. But
before you end the podcast.
So yeah.
What do y'all see yourself 5-10 years from now?
Yeah, I don't
want to take that one. Yo. I'm a businessman, kid. I see myself owning two more businesses by the time I'm 30.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 27, turning 28 now. I already got two of my businesses running, so mm-hmm. I'm trying to get two more.
Mm-hmm.
I just think I'm going to just be a happy dude, kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I really can't tell the future, but as long as I'm nigga happy, like, truly happy, like, not artificially, like, damn, I think I'm doing too much, or damn, I'm not doing that much. I don't even think like that anymore, dog. I just do music. Feel me? And people just get that vibe. But
so pretty much the next time
I
have you on my podcast, we'll be somewhere, I don't know, Hawaii somewhere.
Just fly you private up, home, kid. Like, I'll wife, fly you out of Cali, yo, G shit.
Like, wife, we are going to Cali. we are leaving. Shit. Let's go.
We got an appointment.
Yeah, we'll talk. Like,
cause like honestly, like before I get to you, that's good. Mm-hmm.
No, you good.
You one of them artists that I can say, like, bro, like, you know, you push your work in.
Yeah, appreciate that.
You're going to, you know, win a Grammy one day.
Yeah, facts. Listen to this next album, dog. Like, yeah, Rebel.
And tell like, me. And like, you know, I ain't trying to get too deep, but mm-hmm. like, when I was going through my year hiatus,
yeah.
I hit up Eska.
Yeah. Because
even with him, I'm like, this man is hungry.
Yeah.
So I'm like, to push y'all two together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't get greedy. You know,
yeah,
but at the end of the day, we all family, and I want to see people grow, and I love to see that the fact that y'all got this chemistry and stuff.
Right. Yeah, it's crazy. It's like that off rip. Like, you know, I want
to talk about this.
Yeah, that's a different subject, though.
Yeah, it's a different subject. But 2 minutes before we get into my question.
Don't forget that, man.
What's the importance of a DJ and the artist, like the chemistry? Yeah.
I think it's real important because me, I like to, like, Eskar, he's a DJ, but he's mm-hmm. He's a producer also.
Yeah.
You know, he's slightly an engineer. He's an artist. He's a rapper. Yeah. You know what I mean? But just to have chemistry like that, you know, between your group, I think is the best thing that, you know, it was just a good thing that happened. I appreciate it because when we met, it was just like off rip. It wasn't something that we had to fake, nothing like that because... Right.
Yeah,
you know, we was coming over. Yeah, like how we met was, you know, when I hit you up or whatever. Yeah. It was working. I was rehearsing for these shows and I had to stop you
on that too.
Yeah,
and that's another way of you connecting mm-hmm. to it where you actually say, "Yo, I got this homie Hayes."
Yeah, we made it happen.
So you know, it just tells you that like with time and everything, like you're gonna be in the right place at the right time. Or just, you know what I'm saying, like, when you meet, you know what I'm saying, with a different people and you willing to be on the same page.
Yeah, because,
you know what I'm saying, you just feel like, yo.
Because I'm like, you know, Hayes, upcoming artist, mm-hmm. Eskar, you know, he was like, man, like, he used to hit me up, me and her would talk and stuff. Yeah. About it. He asked me different questions and stuff about the DJ and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, like, I was at a point I was like, you know, I want to take a step back.
True.
I ain't want to, like, leave you like that.
Yeah,
I ain't want to leave you like that.
Nah,
as far
you're good,
as, like,
bro. Hey, man. Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, let's
try. Life happens. Yeah. Yeah.
It happens, for real.
You always gonna be good.
Sometimes you gotta get yourself
right. Yeah, so you ain't gotta worry.
Sometimes you gotta get yourself right, dog. Get your mind clear headed. You know, really see what you really want in life, dog. Because some people, we chasing dreams right now, dog. Like, if the music shit, I already know the music shit gonna pop because it's already at the live.
Yeah.
But if, you know, second, clothing, you feel me?
Yeah.
Or we're gonna be doing the modeling or all type of shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's just, you know, regardless, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Everything happened for a reason. It's time.
So, 5 to 10 years.
Yeah. So 5 or 10 years, I see myself owning the business
mm-hmm.
and having some investment in, like, I don't know if I might get to the stock shit, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? But just investing shit to actually be, you know what I'm saying, sleeping and still making money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Of course. But, like always, man, I'm always have to have some kind of, I'm going to see myself basically successful in a way, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, to cut it that short.
Yo, like, we're indigo children, dog. Now our children are indigo children. It's just it's just these generations are growing so fast. Intellectually, like, everything is picking up, nigga. Technology, kid.
Yeah, it's
now FaceTime, yo. And the Jetsons, yo. Wasn't it like 2-3 years ago from Back to the Future? The time that he went to was the time that we was in. Remember, there was like a Back to the Future day.
Yeah.
Like,
and he predicted that was gonna be a team in Miami, and still the Cubs was gonna win.
Yo, this shit is crazy, dog. It's
real, man. But Y'all have any like last shout outs and stuff before we end the podcast?
Shout out my nigga X Star. Shout out Anonymous, man.
Shout out TDT, the whole fam.
Gang, man. Chill Tunes, man. We got a lot of shit dropping right now. X Star working on his project right now. We probably gonna be dropping that shit before the summer. Fuck up the game with that shit. We got Runner Rebel dropping. Shout out to Renegade TDT, man. He working on his shit right now. 93 to Infinity dropping. He working with Sly. Shout out to my nigga Sly. Pharaoh got my nigga Pharaoh 6 jumping on a couple. Yo, I'm telling you, we got hitters, man. Shout out Jenny Sweets, man. Shout out Sunshine Reels. Shout out Kuba, man. Jeezy, Dayer, all the boys, man. Yeah, you know, we just vibing, kid. We just vibing.
Hey, and most of all, dog, shout out Anonymous. I think you already
You know, gotta get that in. Gotta get that in.
Yeah, man.
When does your project drop?
Yo. I was supposed to drop it, like, surprise drop it, like, this week. I pushed it back, like, 2 or 3 weeks just because the mixing process, dog. Yeah. And then I'm working on another project with my nigga Chris Dean. It's going to be called, unofficially, it's like Flows, Falls, and Ambition. Mm-hmm. We got 2 records right now, Latin Trap record.
You going to have a listening party for
Running Rebel? Yeah, I was going to let you know. I'm going to have it like in 2-3 weeks, dog. I just really got to get back in the studio and mix on this last shit because it's 18 records. It's something that you know, you got to trust the process type shit, but it's at least 3/4, a little bit more than that, dog.
I know it took you that long. Last project, you only had that much songs.
Exactly. But I was supposed to be dropping on the 27th, not to drop that date, but yeah, surprise dropping it just, you know, but I'm going to push it back probably like just to get everything right, get the marketing right, you know, try to, because I got a documentary coming out also. It's called Rebel Without a Cause. It's like backwards, like fuck conscious rap, but rap song type shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's just of everything this past 2 years of me and X. You see the evolution, dog. Cause,
everything, you see it.
But, bruh.
Man, it's gonna be a movie, man.
Movie, man.
This has been your boy DJ Anonymous, Sports Biz and Music Man, with Hayes Escar and my lovely fiance, future wife, to be Sidiri. And we out.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.